Chapter 12. Scotland Today. After World War II, Scottish people began to think about their independence again. The government in London seemed far away and not interested in Scottish issues. At first, the government didn't take the Scottish people seriously, and for many years, they refused to discuss the subject of independence. Finally, there was a referendum in 1997. Scottish people wanted responsibility for their own future and voted to have their own parliament. In 1999, the Scottish Parliament opened for the first time since 1707. Today, the Scottish MPs in the Parliament in Edinburgh decide on issues like agriculture, education and health in Scotland. There are also MPs representing Scotland in the British Parliament in London. But London has got final authority over Scotland. In 2014, there was a national referendum for Scottish independence. People voted for or against becoming an independent country. Many people in Scotland didn't like the government in London making their decisions. "We want to be responsible for our own issues," they said. But others said, "We're part of the United Kingdom and we want to stay." In the end, 55% of the population voted to remain in the UK. But in the general election of 2015, the Scottish National Party, or SNP, won 56 out of 59 Scottish seats in the British Parliament. This party believes in independence for Scotland and has obviously got a lot of supporters. The debate continues. Scotland's green energy. Scotland is always looking for ways to produce green energy. On the Isle of Gia, near the west coast of Scotland, three wind turbines produce more than enough energy for the whole island. The turbines belong to the people of Gia. They keep some of the excess energy and give some of it to the rest of Scotland too. Hydroelectric dams in the towns of Pitlochry and Cruachan also generate electricity for Scotland. Over 40% of Scotland's electricity comes from renewable sources of energy, like wind and water. Scotland plans to get 100% of its electricity from wind, water and generators by 2020. This means they won't make more pollution by burning coal, oil and gas to create electricity. Scotland's population. Scotland is becoming more ethnically diverse. Today, people come from different places in the European Union and make Scotland their home. Edinburgh has got a population of over 486,000 people, and Glasgow is home to over 592,000 people. More than 55,000 immigrants are originally from Poland, and 12% of people in Glasgow describe themselves as Asian or African. Scotland is looking towards a future with a very different population.